The president is mobilizing the entire citizenry to be part of this inauguration. Don't forget that he won the elections convincingly, having scored 58% of the poll. And he also made sure that he won the hearts of the people right across the country. So his task now is to ensure that everybody is effectively mobilized to be part of this great ceremony that will take place here in Freetown on the 22nd of this month, to also receive delegates from other countries, especially the ECOWAS countries, for the purposes of continuing to promote the whole concept of the fraternity that is part of the ECOWAS system.
How many heads of state have confirmed participating in this inauguration?
Well, I spoke to the state chief of protocol, and he could not confirm the number, but I would not be surprised if 6 or 7 of them arrive here. But also importantly, we have some of our very important partners like the Chinese who will be here. Of course, you also would expect the United Kingdom to send a delegation. You'd also expect the United States to send a delegation to be part of this very important ceremony. Yes, I cannot give you a number, but I'm also very certain that we are going to have a very respectable members from foreign countries.
Some of the opposition parties are saying that they should boycott the inauguration. They say the election was not free, fair. How is the president going to unite this country, especially with such a stiff opposition?
Well, the country is united as far as I'm concerned. The fact is that the president's popularity continues to run right across the country. And the opposition, this is a democracy, mark you, is suggesting that they have 1 or 2 complaints to make. And we are not going to stop them as a government from making such complaints. This is a democracy. They have access to the judiciary. And they can also lodge formal complaints. But I do not think the boycott they are talking about will affect the outcome of the inauguration. We are almost forgetting about this boycott, about these claims that elections were not credible. We have made the point time and time again that not only did the United States of America declare the elections as fair and transparent, the European Union did the same thing. They declared the elections transparent and fair. The ECOWAS countries did the same thing. The African Union did the same thing. All those people who came here to be part of the process also made it very, very clear that the elections were very transparent and clear. But of course, in a democracy, you also will continuously expect people in the opposition to come up with complaints here and there. And this is a democracy, like I said. We are going to allow them to make their complaints. But of course, the people who have the final say on a matter like this would be the judiciary, the office of the Chief Justice, the Supreme Court of Sierra Leone. And I'm sure that they know their way to the Supreme Court. But again, to summarize, I do not think any boycott from their end will interfere with the success of the inauguration.
Will the president work with the opposition to ensure that his vision for the country is realized despite the opposition to some of his policies?
Well, the problem here is that how much more do we need to make this point clear? The important thing here is that we have a bipartisan parliament in which the opposition SLPP is represented in very, very appreciative numbers. And we have parliamentary oversight committees. Some of them are headed by members of the opposition, the SLPP. We have also made it very clear that at times when it is necessary for us to meet together as a people, as one united nation, the SLPP becomes part and parcel of it. So to respond to your question, the president's determination to to work with the opposition is not in dispute at all. In fact, you only need to look at the cabinet, which he just appointed, to discover that he has taken into consideration everybody in the country, the geopolitical structure of the state, and this is what is now representative of the cabinet itself. So to us, it's clear that we must work together as one united people, SLPP or no SLPP, APC or no APC, all of us must work together. And the president does realize that, and this is the reason why the president will continue to work with the opposition.